Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh my God. Ross, total head back.
The old man leaves me a voice message from a payphone and tells me to meet him on the North Circular Road with a change of clothes and the megaphone that he bought to protest against women being allowed to become full members of Port Mornoch Golf Club. I possibly shouldn't. It's technically outside my 5Ks, but I'm guessing the feds would allow it since he's being released from prison. Yeah, no, the dude has agreed to what they call purge his contempt, meaning he's promised to stay away from unlawful assemblies, remain within the distance of his residence required by the COVID regulations, and stop acting the dick generally. I meet him on the corner of Eglinton Terrace and the North Circular Road with a big smile on his face and a freshly lit Cohiba resting in the V sign that he's flicking to a passing Garda Corps. He looks healthy and rested, like he's just spent the weekend in Monart. I wind down the window and I'm there, get in, will you, before they change their minds and haul your arse back to jail. Jail is nothing to be afraid of, he goes, slipping into the front passenger seat. A very clever man, and I am prepared to accept that it might well have been me, once said that when you're locked up, it's not where you are that kills you, it's where you're not. In terms of? Well, what I meant was the worst thing about prison is the thought of what you're missing on the outside, and I missed nothing. Because the entire world is in suspended animation. Don't take this the wrong way, but I kind of hoped you'd come out of there all filthy and emaciated and, I don't know, depressed.
None taken, kicker. No, I had a rather enjoyable time, quote-unquote, inside. Hasn't changed much since I was in there for, well, corrupting the planning process and so forth. Although I think the governor was rather happy to see the back of me this time.
Why?
Oh, I managed to persuade one or two chaps from my landing that the entire COVID scare was created by a shadow world government who are conducting a trial run for a totalitarian global state. Oh, we had a mass removal of face masks in the exercise yard yesterday, Ross.
I can't honestly understand why so many people like you.
That's very nice of you to say, Ross. Did you bring my clothes?
They're on the back seat there.
And the megaphone?
It's underneath your Colhan camel hair coat.
Excellent.
What's it for? I go. Except he doesn't answer. He starts, I swear to fuck, taking off his clothes in my car. He slips his shirt off over his head without even unbuttoning it. I'm like, what the fuck do you think you're doing?
He goes, it's nothing you haven't seen before. We've shared a shower in Port Mornoch.
Yeah, the showers in Port Mornoch are bigger than my fucking house. And I didn't have to look at you. Jesus, don't take your trousers off.
He goes ahead and takes his trousers off.
Oh, fuck, I go, because I suddenly spot a guard checkpoint up ahead on Gardner Street. Just leave the talking to me, okay? I pull up. The dude, not long out of Temple Moor would be my guess, is clued in enough to know that an old man sitting in a car in just his wife runs is more than a little bit suspicious. The old man doesn't leave the talking to me. He goes on the big time offensive. He's like,
how are all my friends in the People's Commissariat for Internal Affairs?
That's what he says, word for fucking word, sitting there as naked as the walrus that washed up on Valentia Island and about as attractive as well. The guard dude is like,
can I ask you where you're coming from?
I am coming from Sir Joshua Jebb's School of Behavioural Correction on the North Circular Road, where I've spent 2 weeks undergoing attitude reconditioning treatment at the insistence of one of our lesser learned privy counsellors.
I point to the old man's release papers on the dashboard. I'm there. He's just been released from the joy for breaching the lockdown. I'm bringing him home.
He's like, can I ask you why he has no clothes on?
No, you may not, the old man goes. Drive on, Ross.
I don't drive on, though. I'm there. He was just changing out of his prison clobber.
You see, This is how it starts. You give the police emergency powers to do whatever the hell they want, and pretty soon, they're doing whatever the hell they want.
Sir, can I ask you to put that cigar out and put on your mask?
You know, 14 months ago, none of us would have believed it possible to subject perfectly healthy people in this country to house arrest. Even when we saw the first lockdown in China, we all thought, no, that wouldn't work here. China is a country founded on the principle that human beings are mere instruments of collective national policy. It has no culture of liberty, of freedom, of golf. We in Ireland value those things too highly to surrender them voluntarily. But we did. And now we are about to learn, as many others have learned through history, that those freedoms, once surrendered, are very difficult to get back again.
I'm there. We think he got a real taste for the hooch inside. And the Garda dude nods like he understands. I bring him straight home, I go. We end up getting waved on. I'm there. Are you trying to get lifted again?
When people are frightened enough, you can get them to do absolutely anything you want. Do you know who said that, Ross?
Sounds like Hennessy.
Ronnie Cray.
Not far off, then. You still haven't told me what the megaphone is for.
I'm hosting another one of my famous anti-lockdown rallies, Ross, in the Ivy Gardens.
What about the terms of your release?
Charles O'Carroll Kelly will continue to fight this repression, Ross, just as he fought to protect one of the few remaining safe spaces in which men could golf in bloody well peace. Ad victorium, Ross. Aut vincere, aut mori.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.